girl there named Angie, and we were closest thing to mom and dad that she had. Her mom and dad didn't have her, and she was there in that orphanage, and we took care of her. Murray and I got a transfer, and we were moving, and Angie wanted Murray to have this little doll. Listen to me. This little bitty, ugly-looking, homely-looking doll. It wasn't no pretty Barbie or nothing. This was a raggedy-looking little old doll, but this was her precious possession. I mean, she loved this little old doll more than anything that she had, and we didn't want to take it. And Murray said, Angie, honey, I can't take this. I know how much this means to you. And she said, Murray, it's not really a gift unless it means something. And I heard God speak through that little girl. Could you hear that? It's not really a gift unless it means something. If it moves you, it'll move God. I'm telling you, God has done that to us many times. God will ask you for little things, sometimes big things. Sister Dawn and I were talking about different things. Murray and I were in a service on New Year's Eve one time. It was right at Christmas time when everybody, you know how Christmas time is. Everybody's working overtime to try to get all the money they need to do the Christmas thing. And sometimes we get caught up in that worldly Christmas and we forget what it's really about and we get stressed out. And people's usually saying, I wish this time of the year would be over. I really don't like this time of the year. I really wish Christmas wouldn't come. And if you've ever got stressed out and got into that branch of Christmas and into that mindset, I can't imagine how that makes the Lord feel. I can't imagine. Because I've said that before. I would dread it. There was a dread that would come on me at Christmas because I got caught into the worldly Christmas of buying and trying to get more and working hard. And then after you finally go in debt and get everything you want, you got to work all next year to pay it off. Amen? And I remember how the Lord started dealing with us and said, if you would get in the right mindset and understand that you're celebrating my birthday here, we don't really know for sure that's when it was, but that's when we celebrate it. And he accepts that. And the Lord told me, I ministered a message at our church, and there was probably 400 or 500 people there at the church that night, and it was at Christmas time. Worst time of the year to be asking people for a gift. And the Lord told me all week, I fit it all week, Pastor. It was one of the hardest messages I had to make myself preach. But the Lord said, I want you to bring me an offering tonight, and I want it to be the very best that you can bring. God said, I want you to give from your heart. And the Lord said, I'm going to speak to you, and I'm going to tell you what I want, and I want to see if you'll obey me. And the Lord spoke through that little girl, and he said, it's not really a gift unless it means something. And that night, we took up an offering at the church, and I said, there's going to be a lot of things that God's going to speak to you to give, and you don't have it with you. And I said, I want you to put it in a piece of paper, and I want you to lay it in the offering plate. I said, a lot of y'all have been trying to sell a vehicle, and I said, you can't sell it. I said, God may want you to bless somebody with that vehicle. And I wasn't doing this for me. And I said, some of you may even have land or anything. I said, God's going to ask you for something that's very dear to you. And boy, I'm telling you, I was struggling. I was sweating. And I knew that God had told me to do that. So that night we set the offering plate up, and people started bringing their offerings to the Lord. They were writing stuff on paper and dropping it in the offering plate. And there was a spirit, Pastor, of giving come over the church that night. I've never seen nothing like it. And that night they raised in the offering plate about $15,000. And these are common, everyday folk just like us. These ain't people that's got a lot of money. And I remember in the offering plate there was guitars. God told me to give my Martin guitar, about a $2,000 guitar. And the young man that gave that, I got to tell you this, he brought a guitar into the church, and he had worked all of his life to get this guitar. He didn't have nothing. And he played the guitar some, and he brought that guitar crying and laid it in the church and walked out because God asked him for it, something very close to him. And you know, I hadn't seen him for, I guess, a year. Mary and I was over Kroger's one day, and I walked up, and this man got out of this beautiful, brand-new four-wheel drive truck, and, man, he was shining. And he said, Brother Eddie, how you doing? I said, glory to God. I said, is that your truck? He said, buddy, God bless me. He said, God has blessed me. He said, I've got two Martin guitars now. No, he had three Martin guitars. Just bought him a brand new truck. He got some kind of unsuspected large sum of money. But you understand, that night God spoke to my wife and told my wife to give one of her wedding rings. Now, my wife loves jewelry. And God asked her for a wedding ring that I had bought her on our anniversary. And she cried, and she cried, and she brought that thing up and laid it in the offering plate. And on the way home that night, she was crying, and she said, Eddie, I got to tell you something I did. And she said, I don't want to hurt you, but she said, God asked me for something very dear to my heart, and I had to give it. And she said, I had to give one of my rings. And I was so proud of her, I could just bust it, because I knew how much it meant to her. I knew how much it meant to her. The next night, was it the next night, honey, or a couple days later? 2 days later. A lady walked up to my wife in the church and put a rock on her finger, son. I'm telling you, a rock. I'm talking a diamond. She said, God told me to give you this. She said, I don't give my jewelry to nobody. She said, God said for me to give you this.